Hello, everybody. Hey, Bill's not gonna be here. He had to take Kathy to the doctor, but wait for a couple of callers. And I see Art and Stormy are in the chat room. Thanks you guys for tuning in. There's other people gonna call in. We might have Brad calling in from Australia tonight. Depends on the time. I'm gonna get the request out of the way. I keep getting these felonious monk requests for the Obama talk and George Carlin on the American Dream. So I'm going to play the Obama one first, and then we'll play the other one, and then we'll go from there.
Yo, it's your man, Felonious Monk, man. I ain't been here in a while, man, but it's too hot for me to get into it. I'm not going to do a lot of explanations today. It's going to be a straight stop, it be. Listen to the government. The United States government. Yo, $14.6 trillion, B. All my credit cards would have been cut off a long time before that. All I'm asking y'all to do is balance the fucking budget, B. That's all y'all got to do. Son, we voted for y'all because we were worried about gay rights, marijuana getting legalized, all of these other things that we were concerned about. How can we get roads, more money for schools? You bastards can't even balance a checkbook. A checkbook, B? This is something every American has...
Well, they're starting again tonight.
Oh, shit. We reached the debt ceiling. How do you even approach the ceiling without knowing you're close to the ceiling? Listen, you're the best and the brightest. Harvard, Yale, Brown, Cornell, this is what we put out. Should have went to Norfolk State. Bastards, you would have got the same education. You would have spent a whole lot less money. Simple fucks. All I'm saying to you is, and this isn't personal, this isn't Democratic or Republican, this is everybody. Stop being a dickhead and balance the fucking budget. My second question, though, my second issue is, how the fuck do you owe China, B? How do you owe China? How can I tell my daughter with a straight face that capitalism is a better system than communism if we're borrowing all of our fucking money from the biggest communist country on the fucking planet? You ask it to... Ooh! Don't even stop it, B. Stop your life, B. Get your whole shit together. Get all of your shit together. Don't do another press conference. Fuck CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Don't do any more television appearances until you got my fucking budget balance. And I'm going to tell you this. Everybody who has a loan to the federal government, fuck paying it. Don't pay your budget. Don't pay your bills because they ain't paying this. The fuck I got to pay my bills for if you don't pay your bills? I'm not doing what you don't do. You're the leader. I'm following. You don't pay, I don't pay. How about that, simple motherfuckers? What is your credit score? What's the government's credit score right now? It's got to be a 350. But you motherfuckers going to tell me I can't buy a car if my credit score is at a certain number? Your whole life is a 350, B. Your FICO score, your Experian, fucking TransUnion, all your shit's low, B. Get your shit together. President Obama, personal to you. All the black people was proud. We got a black president. You acting like one right now, B. Pay your fucking bills on time. Stop. I ain't even got, it's too fucking hot for me to talk. I'm sweating and shit. Shit got me sweating. You know why? Because y'all ain't paid a fucking light bill on Earth. That's why it's 37 fucking states right now going through a heat wave. Because not only did y'all not pay the fucking Chinese, y'all didn't pay the fucking light bill. You see how fucking hot it is? I'm pissed the fuck. I can't. Fuck out.
Well, can't say it any better than that. Here comes little George. We'll get this out of the way and then we'll go from there.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. And it's the same reason that will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pocket. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. People who are just smart. smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Can't say it any better than that. Oh, I had a caller from 503. I guess they hung up. Let me check this out here real quick. So yeah, doing the Easy Rider bike show Saturday. Gonna have a few people there. I already saw that Emilio Rivera, who plays the president of the Mayans, will be there. And we'll see what happens there. He's gonna be doing his book signing and other stuff. Let's see. Okay. Make a call here. So we get this guy on the horn. I know he wanted to talk about something tonight. We'll check it out.
It's Mike.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, it's Philip.
Hey, buddy. I had a customer and I had to hang up.
Okay.
But, hey, how's
back?
It going?
Good. You want to
no,
call
I,
back?
I'm okay. I'm okay now.
Yeah.
I love that rant that guy going off about Obama. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, you got a lot of noise in the background.
It's a step mill and stuff, you know, that people are on the exercise equipment. There, is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that rant you had going on with the guy yapping on Obama.
Yeah, I get a lot of emails for him to...
You know what? Have you ever gotten in touch with him?
Yeah, but it's I've been playing phone tag with him.
Oh. Yeah, he's pretty funny. So what do you think of those wallets?
No, nice, man. I'll find out from Rusty about who does the seats.
Yeah, cuz he does he's as far as inexpensive and whatnot. I mean, he did my belt. You've seen my belt. And and then the Walt there, you know, shoot, you go on his website, mbleathers.com, and it's, he's got so many seats. He just finished a Viking seat, and he also did Scotty's seat. I have a picture of that. I don't really send that out to anybody, so anybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But and it turned out just awesome. I mean, yeah, you get a chance, check it out.
I did.
He just actually just made a yeah, he just made a belt. Had to make a belt for me to give to Mondo, Denver's Choppers.
Uh-huh.
So it says Godfather on the back of the belt.
Nice.
Yeah, so anyways, yeah, if any of the guys, man, they're interested in a unique wallet or belt or whatever, you know. You know how I am. I don't like being like anybody. I like that uniqueness.
Yeah, I you forgot to put the link up there for that picture.
Oh, I did, huh? I didn't put his link.
The one you popped up there about me, you didn't put the link in for that one either.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my great computer skills at work.
Yeah, if you want to tell everybody what you did.
What's that?
I said if you want to tell everybody what you did with that picture of me.
Oh, what I did with it?
Yeah.
How I posted it on my profile and my wall and yours.
Yeah.
it's fucking kick ass, I thought.
Oh, it is.
Where's that thing at here? I was just looking at it. I was just showing my wife that picture of you in there, and I said, "See, this is Phil. He's just rolling thunder. He's like a celebrity. He should have signed this for me."
I'll send you an autographed one.
Yeah, there
what
you go.
What he's talking about is I got picked for Biker of the Quarter in Biker's Information Guide.
Yeah, there it is. I was just opening it up so I can look at it. But, yeah, Bikers of America, Know Your Rights, and it has a kick-ass picture of Phil on there on his bike.
That's what I like to see.
Fucking, it's a great picture.
Yeah.
Kennedy's custom cycles there on it, and... But it's a whole page. That's what's cool. You take up the whole page. I didn't think they could put your mug on a full page without the camera. At least they must have had some kind of something to not distort the picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If he'd have done it facing the other way, had a new 3-pound hammer and shit.
Yeah, I like that.
And then I was talking, you know, you can't open carry no more. I was talking to T-Rod about we're going to make a sheath for a shotgun, because you can carry a shotgun or a rifle now.
Well, you know what you need, Neil, you need to have that, make that sheath, is have a custom leather one made, because I have a sawed-off 20-gauge shotgun that I was thinking about making a sheath for that.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, talk to Mario there at MB Leathers, man. He can make some, he just makes some killer stuff. I'm just so impressed with it. I talked to, now, who do you guys use for vests and jackets and stuff?
We get
for all your
the Big Red Machine.
From who?
The Big Red Machine.
The Big Red Machine? Okay. Because I was talking to him, I thought about coming up with a, you know, like Benchmade has their Benchmade, and also Cold Steel and a couple others. They have the blade where it's just flat with no handle on it, but it's just the same thickness all the way through, you know. The metal just continues without a handle grip. and putting a button on or a snap on it, and having sewn in a vest, the sheath, and so you unsnap it and you pull your knife. You know what I mean? So you can have those, you know, up here in Oregon. Just gonna try and do something a little different.
Okay.
But see, we can carry up here in Oregon. Got a little more privileges than you guys do down there, as far as
yeah,
what you
yeah, you know.
What's that?
I said I like the area and I like the weather, so I'm not going anywhere. So I either got to conform or, you know.
Well, no, well, you seen my post the last 2 weeks. It's been sideways raining and cold. So, and then everybody else is posting at 70 degrees, and I'm jealous.
P7 today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, so I'm right there with you. I'd much rather be there riding every day.
It was a nice ride up.
You guys, well, you need to come up here this summer. Have both you guys ride up here this summer and visit.
Yeah. He's not here today because he had to take his wife to the, doctor.
But, oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll let him know. It's just got so much shit going on that the next couple of weeks I'll get a break here.
You do?
Yeah.
Cool.
I got Rider show all day Saturday.
Hey, do you think you guys are going to be able to make it to the fights?
No.
Okay. It's kind of tough time of the year anyways, you know? I mean, that's what I'm kind of running into as far as for a lot of guys, because it's really the downtime because during April, May on, it's so many runs everywhere. So it's kind of a lot of the guys want to relax this time of year.
Yeah.
But, I got to teach class, bro. I'll give you a shout when I'm done.
Okay.
So, all the best to you.
All right, you too, man. Good luck with the class. Don't keep your right up.
Yeah, right. Okay, buddy.
Bye-bye. Hello, caller. 731.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Oh, not much. Just trying to stay warm.
Trying to do what?
Trying to stay warm.
Trying to stay warm?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, I had to take stuff off to stay cool today.
It's only like 47 here, so.
You still there? Oh, you still there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought
yeah,
I lost
sorry,
you.
Sorry, my phone's being a pain.
So what's going on? How's things going? You got anything scheduled or?
Well, hopefully I'm going to be doing a tour in the spring in New England. We haven't gotten that all lined out just yet, but supposed to be doing that. Roll and Paul are helping me set that up. I'm supposed to be riding with D Rock. He's like the only black cowboy motorcycle rider I've ever known, but he's super cool. He's like all meshed into one, but he's a phenomenal rider. So really excited about that. Supposed to be doing that here sometime in the beginning of the year. Going to collaborate with him, see what I can do.
Cool. Well, for everybody that's listening, this is Stormy Montana, and I have almost all the songs that you've ever sent me sitting here. So pick one.
Do you have someone like me? Or
yep.
Is that the one you don't have?
Got him. No, I got him. I had. I'm trying to do three things at once and keep the assholes off because they already tried to mess with the songs twice when I tried to do other things.
I know.
You know they love me, so they have to let everybody know that they're available to try and irritate us.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, yeah, this one, I'm going to play this one right now. This one's called Someone Like Me by Stormy Montana, and then we'll come right back after this.
Wait.
Friend Stormy and Someone Like Me.
Yeah, that was the title cut off of my CD. That's the one that the CD was named after and everything.
Uh-huh. Well, there's a lady up in Canada that says she's never heard of you before, and you're not bad.
Yeah, I saw that. Saw that.
Yeah.
I'm glad she liked it.
Yeah, so maybe we'll talk a little bit and then we'll pick another one.
Sure thing. Sure thing. But you were talking about the political stuff earlier and everything.
Yeah,
I
which
thought
one?
About. You know, just like the presidential candidates and all that, you know.
Uh-huh.
I've kind of started taking a real interest in that this year, seeing as this is my first year to vote.
Uh-huh.
So this is going to be my first year to get to vote, and you know, it
do me
really
a favor.
Okay.
Just do me a favor. We've had enough of Obama. Don't vote for Obama.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But no, it honestly amazes me that a lot of people, especially ones my age, don't vote. I don't get that. Really, why people don't vote, because the ones that don't vote just end up being the ones that complain the most. So I've always felt like as soon as I was able to vote, I really, that's something I have to do. That's something I ought to do.
Right.
As an American citizen, that's my right.
Exactly, and I fought for you to keep that right.
Exactly. I mean, that's not something that people should be so lax on. I mean, that's like our government, that's who's running our country, supposedly, now, because right now the people aren't running it at all. So, but they need to stop complaining about it so much and actually do something about it.
Yeah.
It's a government,
because, you know,
for the people,
like,
by the people, and
yeah, well, someone says here that this is Charlie Brown is actually, she's a friend of mine, and she's going to call in after the dinner rush to plug her restaurant. So I give her a little plug ahead of time, which means I put her on the spot.
Okay.
But she says, that because everyone I know in California feels like it doesn't make a difference.
Oh, but, you know, they need to get rid of the delegates thing. I mean, I don't really understand that. Like, I've heard it explained in school and everything like that, but I don't think that they should have our votes just be tallied up into somebody who gets a say of what we want. I think our votes should count, every single vote.
Well, let me tell you this, okay? This is by Thomas Jefferson. If the two enemies of the people are criminals and the government, and if the two enemies of the people are criminals and government, so let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution, so the second will not become the legalized version of the first.
Exactly. But I don't know. I've just always felt like it's something that I just really had to do. It's something that I should do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Everybody needs to do it, because if you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice.
Yeah. But, I mean, kids my age, I just don't understand it. Why?
They don't know what to do. They're smoking pot and drinking beer.
Well, and not that there's anything wrong with either one of those, but, I mean.
No, not really.
But, I mean,
right
they
now.
Shouldn't be so. Huh?
I'm puffing right now.
Well, I may be joining you here in a little bit. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that at all, but they just don't need to be labeled as the generation who complained and did nothing about it at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they don't vote, they don't really have a right to complain. They didn't voice their opinion when they had the chance.
Yeah.
Is the way that I see it.
Bad part is everybody just, you know, they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, what do you think about, you said earlier, about enough of Obama and everything. What do you think about him pretty much passing martial law without actually
saying
he's passed martial law, like tiptoeing around it?
Yeah, well, today I posted something here. Let me find it real quick. I got to go to the blog.
Okay.
Congress. This came off the wire today.
Congressman fixed the indefinite detention provision of the NDAA law, which is what you're talking about, the martial, you call it the martial law.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much passing martial law.
Right, they're calling it the National Defense Authorization Act. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a guy, Representative Landry, offers an amendment to it to protect the civil liberties. To learn more about him, his bill 3678 to amend Section 1021, which is to restore all the rights of due process to American citizens. And then Dianne Feinstein, she must have been off her meds when she wrote this because she did it in 2003. But to clarify, an authorization to use military force, a declaration of war, or any similar authority shall not authorize the detention without charge or trial of a citizen or lawful permanent resident of the United States for other purposes. A companion bill, H.R. 3702, has been introduced in the House by John Garmardi. He's another Democrat in California. And then Landry's 3676 has 31 co-sponsors. Feinstein's has 15 and Garmardi's has 29. So this is like send a message to your representative. Let me post this in the thing here for people.
Okay. But from what I've been saying, it's not been, you know, just recently passed. They're all saying, oh, it's because of, like, it's because of 9/11 and everything. But, I mean, they're coming out with videos now from, like, 2000, which wasn't under the Bush administration. It was under Clinton when they were actually running practices down in Texas of practicing for urban warfare was the way that they put it. And it just seemed so pointless. They were doing it like maybe 5 minutes off of a military base. I mean, taking people's guns, keeping them inside the city, not letting them leave. I mean, that's just straight up unconstitutional. I don't care who says it's okay, even if it is the president.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they've never, you know, nobody's
proven that. That's our president. We're not his citizens. That's our president.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know what to say. With this guy, you can't, you know, it's probably the first time we've ever elected a non-citizen in the United States.
Yeah, and not known for sure if he was or not, even if he did bring a supposed birth certificate. I don't believe that more than a man in the moon.
Yeah, well, you know, Bill will ask you. He said, if you saw in 1969, you were watching TV, are you sure they landed on the moon?
Well, see, I wouldn't even thought of back then. So, but yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, because he said there's no reason for anybody else to go to the moon because that's our flag up there.
Yeah. Well, but what do you think about the troops being pulled from, like, Iraq and starting to slow down in Afghanistan?
I think they're going to get ready. You know, the Stennis drove by Iran the other day, and they told them not to come back. Well, if I was the captain of that boat, I'd have made a U-turn and just parked off the coast and seen what they did. Because I don't know if you've ever seen what they unleash off an aircraft carrier, but a lot of shit comes one way.
Yeah, because in Iraq, and, I mean, people have been saying this, I mean, it's pretty much going to be genocide over there now that we've left, not that we needed to be over there in the first place, but they have become dependent on us. And, I mean, the Shiite bombing in Iraq, killing 71 people.
Right.
I mean, that's just sickening. And, I mean, all of this could have been avoided.
Yeah.
But
And, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah. And, I mean, most of the boys that we're sending over there, I mean, the largest portion of the National Guard and the Army came predominantly from rural areas like the South, and, I mean, all the way out there, just rural areas, and they're not even doing it so much because they're wanting to give their time. Now they're doing it to, like, support their families, further their education. You know, they don't want to be just stuck in some foreign war. They want to be able
to. No, there was a lady who was bitching about because her they told her husband that he wouldn't have to worry about being, discharged. And they told him, no, he had nothing to worry about. And then all of a sudden she went wild with a YouTube video with a bunch of other women about Obama lied to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, but all of that just concerns me. And so I feel it's my duty to vote on all of that. So I don't know. It's just all one big mess.
I mean, where, you know,
in a tight spot.
Yeah, where do we go from here, you know?
Well, get Obama out of office for one.
Okay. Who do you see coming?
Well, I like Ron Paul.
Yeah.
I like Ron Paul. He seems to be old enough and level-headed enough to know what he's doing and everything not be a publicity stunt.
Right.
Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney, and where did Santorum come from? I mean,
I have no idea.
He just came up from the bottom of the polls out of nowhere.
Yeah, he came out of the woodwork.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, honestly, apart from Ron Paul, there's not a single one that I'm just particularly shot in the ass over, to be completely honest. I mean, they're all puppets, it seems like.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And Ron Paul's for, like, the decriminalization, not legalization, the decriminalization of hemp. And, you know, use that as a segue to make marijuana legal for at least medicinal uses. He's for that.
Uh-huh.
He's for us keeping our guns. And, I mean, honestly, what I think has kept this country from having terrorist invasions, you know, like on a major wide scale, is the fact that they know that we do have our Second Amendment, and there are enough rural families that have at least three guns in their house, and everybody knows how to use them and is not afraid to use them.
Look what happened in Oklahoma. Did you see that video this morning? Two guys were breaking into the house.
Oh, yeah.
Two guys were breaking
into
the house.
Blasted the dude with the 12-gauge. Absolutely. I stood up in my music room and just stood up out of my chair and just clapped at the TV. I felt proud to be an American, and good for her for decorating the wall with that guy.
Right,
her
and they charged the other guy that was with him, they charged him with murder.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. We need more
and
of that around the whole country. It's only
good
it's
for
only,
her, and good for the 911 operator that told her, you do what you have to do, instead of being all, oh no, don't. I mean, protect her baby, absolutely.
Absolutely. Let me see who. Let me see if this person has something wants to add to this conversation.
Okay.
Hello, the caller on Skype. You're live on Skype. Going once. Okay, we'll come back to you in a little bit.
Not so long.
978. Is that you, Pete?
Yeah. Well, Ron Paul is an asshole, in my opinion, but. You know,
well, hey, why do you feel that way?
First of
why
all,
do you
the
feel
guy's,
that
like
way?
Guy's like 70-something years old.
He's
in my
earned
opinion,
his right to be an asshole.
In my opinion, honestly, I could picture him with a white hood on his head. That's just the way that's the way he strikes me, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't think he's good for president. I really don't, you know? But
I
then
don't
again,
think
who do we have a choice?
We're good for president, but as far as the choices go, he's the one I'm kind of liking the best.
I'll tell you who really fooled him and made his true colors come out is the actor Sacha Baron Cohen, the guy that played Borat. Sacha Baron Cohen's second character, Bruno, got Ron Paul alone in a hotel room for an interview, tried to put the moves on him, and Ron Paul went nuts, of course, any guy would, right? But it's the things that he said afterwards on the clip that really makes you think what type of president this man would be.
Oh, no.
You know?
I've actually got a shirt that says "Welcome to Kazakhstan." I've got the movie that came with the movie.
But the Bruno, I'm talking like the. You remember Bruno was Sacha Baron Cohen's second character was Bruno, the gay fashion designer, and
I remember Bruno.
Yeah,
that was
absolutely
the most vile movie I've ever seen.
I don't know if they cut that part out of the movie, but if you go on YouTube, you can see where him and Ron Paul are sitting in a hotel room together, and Sacha Baron Cohen, a.k.a. Bruno, puts the moves on him, and Ron Paul wants to knock him out, but it's not just that. It's what he said. It's the comments that he makes afterwards about the whole, you know, about gays and all that, you know?
Yeah.
And just his attitude, you know? He was pissed.
Yeah.
But you got to give Sacha Baron Cohen credit. He did fool him, you know?
Yeah.
He did fool him. He thought that was Bruno was an actual person. Like Borat. How many people were fooled with Borat? Everybody was. I was. I thought it was a real person. And the guy that played Borat is British. He doesn't even talk like that.
He's
a
British Muslim.
Anyway. I'm down here at Papa Rob's Tattoo Emporium in Ayr, Massachusetts. The address here is, what number is it? 62 Park Street, phone number is 978-772-1200. Best tattoos in town. Robin is the master. He's done all my tattoos, so I just thought I'd give him a plug, Phil. I hope you don't mind.
Huh.
And anyway, come on down and see him. His portraits and all kinds of other good stuff, and he has the best rates around. So if you're in Massachusetts, come on down. Except
Great.
For Bruno. Bruno's not welcome here. Borat's all right, though. Phil, I got to go home and switch my phone. I'm going to call my house phone. I'll be calling back in.
Okay.
And if I offended anybody about Ron Paul, I'm sorry, but that's just the way I feel about the man.
Look, it doesn't matter if you offended anybody or not. You have freedom.
It's
of
your right
speech.
To say
it's
how
your
you
right
feel.
To say what you want and feel how
yeah,
you
I
want.
Yeah, I know. No,
absolutely
I just
absolutely
no. You know, I don't think people that are 90 years old should run for president, you know. Anyway, I'll be calling.
Well, neither should Kenyans, but.
Hey, you know, honestly, I think we should have a female for president. And I always did.
Well, it shouldn't be Michelle Bachmann.
Well,
I like Sarah Palin. She likes guns.
How about
likes
Arnold Schwarzenegger? He could run. How about Schwarzenegger? He could run. He's pretty close to a girl. He's pretty feminine. Anyway, all right, we're closing the tattoo shop, and Phil, I'll call back in.
Okay, man.
And I want to say hello to all my homies and hello to Christine. Peace. Talk to you later. Thanks.
Okay, buddy.
Bye.
Cool. Well, I didn't know he was going to call in.
Oh, he calls in all the time. Probably when he gets there, he'll call Gino and have Gino call in. We got this caller on Skype. Are you want to talk now, or you want to just hang out in the weeds? Okay, 1, 2, 3. So
I tell you what, you need to get every time you get a call in like that. You remember the Gong Show?
Yeah.
Be an idea, but no. What I was saying about the decriminalization of hemp. I mean, don't you think that would pull us out of a tight spot in our economy? Honestly,
yeah.
If we had all those farmers, if we took everybody out that had been caught for simple possession and production and distribution and everything like that, and put them to work on a farm, jobs, product. I mean,
yeah, you just have to take the lighters and papers away so they wouldn't smoke them before they harvested, you know?
Right. But, I mean, Kentucky used to be one of the top hemp producers during and prior to the Civil War. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like that's not a familiar thing around here, for sure. I mean, we've got fields, we've got... we've got the factories here to process it and wrap it in papers. And, I mean, we've got the smoking barn so we can hang it up and let it cure in. I mean, and it's so much healthier because now we're all tobacco, tobacco, tobacco. And it's not like that's even a good job to work with anyways because cigarettes. Well, they're cigarettes. They're not that healthy. There's no health benefit. I mean, you're pretty much smoking butane and battery acid, candle wax, hexamine, acetic acid, methane, arsenic, paint. So.
Well, you know, there was a couple of, just not to interrupt you, but to go back to this, we got, Bobby says, we do have several FEMA camps waiting for business, going back to law. And then I told him, I said, yeah, they just finished one on Pendleton right now. And then Charlie says, we need a chain gang in America. Yeah. And then she says, you're talking about my breathing.
I was just talking about your breathing treatment.
Exactly. You know, I pulled up one of your songs, and I'm going to dedicate this to Charlie. It's called Barstool Logic by Stormy Montana. We'll play this, and then we'll be right back.
Oh, man, that's one of my favorites. Awesome.
I know that. That's why I picked it.
Well, ain't you, sweetie. Cool. Well, I hope you like it, Charlie.
Okay, here we go. Yep, that was Barstool Logic. That went out to you, Charlie.
Cool, cool. Mom, wasn't that written by James Slater?
Mm-hmm.
Barstool Logic, yeah, that was a James Slater song.
Hey, well, tell your mother I said hello.
You said hello. Mom.
Tell her it's time to,
Huh?
Tell her it's time to puff, puff, pass.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But anyways, she just walked in with me some company. One of my good buddies is here.
Okay.
Yeah, his name's George.
Well, hello, George. Did we lose you? Oh, we lost her. All right, well, let's see. We're going to play one more by Stormy, and then we'll be back. This one's called Sing the City Home.
Place to be, so you show us a little more harmony. I'll be there.
That was Sing the City Home by Stormy, and you're live right now.
I'm sorry about that.
First.
Bobby in the chat room actually asked me if it was made in the USA, and go ahead and answer him on here, too. I severely doubt it. That's what's wrong with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but...
And we got somebody else, 731?
Oh, no, that's just my buddy sitting here on the other phone listening in.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, yeah. We decided not to have a bunch of on the phones on the same line.
Oh, okay.
Listening in. I think that's part of what messed it up. Anyway.
You want to chime in? Who's he voting for?
If he wants to.
Who's
if he wants
for?
To.
Who's he going to vote for?
He's sitting over here shaking his head like, no, no, no.
Who's he going to vote for?
Who, me or him?
Oh, him. He'll score points with you if he picks the same guy.
Who are you going to vote for? You don't know? Say Ron Paul. Say Ron Paul. He's like over here like Ron Paul. But, yeah. I don't know.
Well, tell him if he picks Ron Paul, he'll get the puff puff pass.
Ah, he said Ron Paul it is.
Woke him up with that one, huh?
Yeah, yeah, good point. But, anyways, so tell me what's new with you. What's been going on?
Not much. Just working, and I had a what they call it, like acute bronchial spasm yesterday when I was going to work. So I had to,
Well, that's not good.
No, I had to go to the doctor. And then they hooked me up, sucked me out for, they gave me one of those nebulizer things for an hour and a half, and then knocked me out, took some shit out of my lungs. Feel a lot better.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better, man. Have you heard anything more about Bill's old lady?
Just that he took her to the doctor and,
Yeah, how's she doing?
They're getting a handle on it. You know, with diabetes, it's a crazy disease.
Yeah. I mean, I've told you about this once on this show, but I'm going to go ahead and preach to the choir again. This is going to be my second time telling somebody about this today, but, that BioChoice would really help her, man. I mean, we had a lady named Nancy McIntosh that we were friends with from up in Mayfield. She had really bad diabetes and had pretty much lost all function in one of her legs. It was like complete circulation loss, and they were fixing to amputate it. And a couple of weeks before, my mom had got her on BioChoice, and they had her on the operating table, and there was blood flow so that she didn't have to lose her leg or anything. And, I mean, my grandmother has diabetes, and it has helped her. She's able to get off her medicine, and she eats like a cake a week, so.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of left for us that we work for the government.
But,
can a man who essentially agrees with President Obama on all the key issues realistically become a Republican nominee?
Hang on.
Tale of the Iowa caucuses. Happy New Year, America, from our Freedom Watch team to you, and thanks for inviting us into your homes tonight.
Okay. I stopped it. They're screwing with me again. I bring something up and they bump at me from the side. Anyway, to go back to touch on that Ron Paul thing. Judge Napolitano endorses Ron Paul. He says he slaughtered Romney and Santorum. So let's hear what he's got to say. Then maybe you got your friend there in the room with you, and maybe he'll see the light and vote for Ron Paul. Hold on a second.
Does the government work for us, or do we work for the government? Can a man who essentially agrees with President Obama on all the key issues realistically become the Republican nominee for president? Tonight, the tale of the Iowa caucuses. Happy New Year, America, from our Freedom Watch team to you, and thanks for inviting us into your homes tonight. Regrettably, the news is not all happy. While we were on a Christmas break, the President of the United States of America violated his oath to uphold the Constitution by signing into law a statute that purports to give him the authority to use the military to arrest Americans on American soil and to confine those arrested to a jail in Cuba, away from judges, juries, and lawyers for as long as the president wants. This directly violates the Constitution's guarantee of due process, which requires a jury trial before the government can take anyone's life, liberty, or property. Do you know anybody who voted for this hateful statute? I bet you do. It passed both houses of Congress overwhelmingly. Only libertarians on the right and progressives on the left opposed it. All Republican candidates for their party's nomination, except Ron Paul, support it. The Republican candidates faced off against each other in the format of the now well-known and somewhat mysterious Iowa caucuses last night. And the results were very interesting. There was effectively a tie for first place between Governor Mitt Romney and Senator Rick Santorum, who each won 25% of the vote. Congressman Ron Paul won 22% of the vote and finished either second or third, depending upon whether you think that an 8-vote difference out of 125,000 votes cast between Romney and Santorum is effectively a tie. These two candidates actually struggled to find differences between each other, and they did so over personality and personal history. Both claim to be pro-life, yet Santorum once held his nose and voted to fund abortions, and Romney once openly and gleefully endorsed them. Both like the idea of a government at home as a mechanism to do for people what they cannot do for themselves, no matter what the Constitution says. And both want the government abroad to threaten other countries into conforming their behavior to what the U.S. expects of them. In my view, the Santorum vote was a flash in the pan for the senator rejected by his own state, and the Romney vote was very troubling for him. Mitt Romney is obviously the choice of the Republican establishment. Those are the folks who brought us TARP and stimulus, wars fought on credit cards, federal agents raiding their own search warrants, and the federal government taking over education. Mitt Romney believes in all these things, but here's the crusher. So does President Obama. There's not a dime's worth of difference between them. Name the topic on which the president has a real say, and they agree. Can the government mandate health care? Yes, from both. Should income taxes stay where they are on those who pay the most? Yes, from both. Can the president start a war on his own without a declaration of war from the Congress? Yes, from both. Can the president kill any American he wants? Incredibly, yes, from both. Oh, there is some difference in tone. One of them likes labor unions, and the other one likes big business. But both love big government, a concept that was rejected by the 22% of Iowa Republicans who voted for Congressman Paul. That's the ideological argument against Mitt Romney. Everyone from John Bolton to Rush Limbaugh has said that Romney is simply no small government conservative. So have 75% of Iowa Republicans. Think about it. Governor Romney has been campaigning in Iowa since 2008. He spent more money there than any other candidate, and he either tied or won by a nose to a former senator who had no organization and no cash. Governor Romney actually attracted a lower percentage of Iowa Republicans this year than he did 4 years ago. And in poll after poll, 75% of Republicans nationwide reject him. So where does this leave us? It manifests what Freedom Watch and Tea Party Republicans have been saying for the past year. There is a hunger in the land for a game changer. And Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum are not up to that. There is a need in the country for a government that stays within the confines of the Constitution, or we'll all end up like the socialists in Europe. And Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum are not up to that. There is a rumbling in the countryside that the government should shrink and live within its means. And Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum are not going to make that happen. The race is getting tighter. Michelle Bachmann is out. John Huntsman and Rick Perry will probably be out after New Hampshire. Only one man remains faithful to the principles of free market and small government, to the Constitution and to personal freedom, to defending the nation without being the world's police force. Only one. You know who he is. From New York, back from the...
What do you think about that?
Chuck Norris for president.
Yeah.
Jordan's over here like, yeah.
He should replace Eric Holder, this guy.
Oh, man. But Jordan was sitting over here like, man, I'd start talking about, like, conspiracy theories and stuff like that. And I know mm-hmm. about stuff. Jordan, unmute your phone. There we go. Now, Jordan, say hi.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Don't be afraid.
Oh, I'm not. How's it going, man?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just playing in the bathroom.
Sound like you had a little puff puff pass. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic. Never better.
Okay. So, hey, Stormy, did your mom make any brownies?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. All right, have her send me some with the CD she's going to send me.
Absolutely. Dude, the weirdest thing, that benefit that was supposed to be going on, I think it was like a month ago or so.
Yeah, there was a big deal with that, and I never got a chance to tell you guys, but I can't tell you on the air.
Okay, well, all I'm going to say is we sent a box of CDs, and they got sent back, and we had you some in there. So we don't really know what happened with that, and you can tell me about all that later. I'm not going to ask you to kind of air that out on the air, but I just wanted you to know we sent you some, and they obviously didn't get back to you, but we will send you those and some fantastic brownies.
Cool. So what else is going on?
Well, that's about it. That and the crazy weather, recouping after New Year's. Did you do anything exciting over New Year's?
Yeah, I actually took a ride on the coast, went and saw some friends, walked around, went downtown, was there 10 minutes. Once they found out I was downtown, they were on me like a cheap suit.
Checking you for guns and knives and other stuff that you could possibly have fun with.
Yeah, you know, my bike got wrecked, and I got it back.
Oh, no.
And, and I was riding a different bike, and they pulled me over and said, oh, man, hey, you know, we heard your other bike got wrecked. I said, no, it's getting fixed. Oh, well, where'd you get this bike? Hey, I can afford to have a couple of bikes. What's the problem? And then the guy says, a couple weeks later, I get it back, and the guy says to me, hey, is this the same bike? I said, yeah, but while I was going to do some powder coating and stuff before, and I just never got around to it. So while I was down, I sent everything out to get powder coated, and I got some new pictures that were taken I'll have to put up, but they came out a lot better this time. And when I got done and Bill and his guys gave it back to me, I went nuts with a little black marker on all kinds of other little black paint stick anyway on all kinds of other stuff on the bike. And then Bill says, hey, you know, that it really looks good, but just to bust my balls, he said, you forgot to paint the bell. You know, the angel bell everybody has?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went home and took it off and I painted it black. So when I came back a couple of days later, all right, you got the message. So not a whole bike looks complete. Everything's black. There's only two, maybe 14 pieces of chrome. That's it. Everything else is black.
Well, that's cool. But your bell's black.
Yeah. Yeah, he busted my ball, so I painted it just to shut him up.
Yeah. But, no, we had a pretty good New Year's. We went and saw some of our red and white friends over in Crutchfield and stayed till about 8 o'clock in the morning and felt great after.
Uh-huh.
So it was fun. We had a bunch of the boys from up in, like, Massachusetts and New Jersey and New Hampshire and New York down. So usually we have some California boys, but I think we only have one or two this year.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of things going on with those guys.
Yeah, so they probably needed to stick around out there pretty close. So didn't need to stray away from home too far.
Oh.
But it was fun.
And Pete called back. Let's see what he's got to say. Hello, Pete.
Yo.
Hey, Pete.
What's up, man?
Hey, I didn't know who was on earlier. I'm sorry, I didn't say hello. Hello.
Hello.
Stormy Montana, right?
Yes, sir.
You sound older for some reason. In a good way.
Well, thank you.
just so you know, Mitt Romney, I was listening to you think about Mitt Romney, Phil. He lives like right down the street from me. He's
hey,
not
do
a
me
bad
a favor
guy.
And turn the sound down in the back, will you?
I don't know why it's doing that.
Well, he may not be worth much for a politician, but he has fantastic hair.
he does. Yeah, I've met the guy, and he's a decent guy. Just he's not good for president, I don't think.
I think any of them are, honestly.
He's a pretty boy.
Yeah. Too much
hair. He literally lives 10 minutes down the street from me.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, so, Pete, what do you got going?
Well, I had Gino on the phone. Is he still there? Gino.
I don't know.
Every time I call in with, every time I get him on, he hangs up. Jesus Christ, you know? I can't win.
All right, what do you got going?
I was in my truck today.
Uh-huh.
I have this big, huge monster truck. And right down the street from my house is the state police. They have a training area down the end of the, down the street from me. And they do that EVOC training, they call it. It's the Emergency Vehicle Operation, whatever the hell it stands for.
Yeah.
So what they do is they do that, like, I don't know, once a month. And all the police cars, they gas up at the gas station down the end of the hill, down the end of my hill. So I mean, literally, you'll see 20, 30 police cars getting gas at this mobile station, Exxon, whatever it is. So I get down to the bottom of the hill. I stop at the stop sign, and I get this, my big-ass truck. Thing's huge, 35-inch tires lifted up, loud exhaust coming out the side. The thing is noticeable. And all these cops are standing there putting gas in my car. I take my cell phone out. I snap a picture of them. The expressions on it's not a great picture, but I laid rubber from the stop sign all the way down to Dunkin' Donuts, and I snapped the picture at the same time. Every cop there was looking. Then I said, geez, they're probably going to remember me when I go by the barracks, you know what I mean?
If nothing else, they'll
remember
your truck.
You know, it's not like I committed a big crime. I just thought it was funny to do that, you know? It's like literally 30 cops, 30 police cars fueling up, and here I am with my truck, brum, 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 you know? And I punched the gas. By accident, mind you, by accident.
No, it wasn't by accident.
No, it was by accident. I laid rubber by all these state troopers, and I
which was not by accident.
I had my phone at the same time snapping a picture. The look on their faces, man. I got to put it on my computer to see if I can zoom in at some of the expressions, man. It's going to be funny. You know? My mother tells me to grow up, you know. I'm 42. I can't. I'm a troublemaker, you know? I am. Can't help it.
And you grow old but never grow up.
That's right. Exactly. I'm 42 and enough. I'm young in my head. You know?
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I can't believe Gino hung up. Bastard. Wait till I see him.
Well, now he does it every time. Can you really not believe he did it?
He fell asleep. That's why. He's probably still on right now.
Yes.
Hey.
There he is.
I was asleep like 20 minutes before the show, and Mom came in here and woke me up. And
hey, Phil, he's there. Did you hear him?
Yeah.
See?
Let Stormy.
I knew it.
Let Stormy finish what you were saying.
Oh, it's fine. I don't remember now.
Comes with
I have the memory of a goldfish, sweetheart. It's fine.
No, it was something about staying young in your head.
I'm always young.
Yeah, I know.
That's right. 65 and I'm still going.
Sound like you're stoned, man.
I should be lucky.
Too much Vicodin.
No.
Too much cough syrup.
I'm putting a heat pad on my leg.
Sound like you're putting it on your head.
No, heat pads in my leg.
I've never heard you talk like this before, bro. Yeah. You definitely sound out of it.
Yeah, well.
So what's up, Gino?
Yeah, I sure am.
I'm telling you, he's stoned.
I wish the last save could be mine.
Hey, what do you think of Mitt Romney, Gino?
Look at it this way. If you want Obama in for the next 4 years,
yeah, what?
Romney ain't as bad as what people think. Guy makes him.
Well, I guess if you worship Satan, he's not bad.
He's a Mormon.
He's not a Mormon.
Yeah,
nobody even knows what he is. That's the problem.
Who cares?
We care who the president
is. Wait, who's a Mormon? Romney or Obama?
Obama.
Okay.
Obama's with a Christian.
Yeah.
Like, that's where Brother's parents are from. And he apparently has a huge problem with showing his birth certificate.
Yeah.
And who cares? If you can't,
go make yourself a pot of coffee, Gino. Call back in.
No.
Seriously.
Richard ain't part of the state. Why do we care what Romney is?
Who?
Once he runs it. Hey, he's the only guy that's still married.
Yeah, well.
You got one wife and a bunch of kids. So.
Yeah, it's funny thing is, I was telling Phil, he lives right down the street from us.
Yeah, he's got my vote. I don't see anybody else.
I'm confused. Who has your vote?
I'm going to run for president next 4 years.
Absolutely. At least we know we'd have fun.
I'm going to give every box of cereal, you get a garrison belt.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Nothing.
You know what it is? They gave them crosshair.
You know what they say? The end of the world's coming at 2012.
Yeah, well.
Enjoy the year.
You know what it is, Phil? They gave him cough syrup with codeine in it, and he's taking too much.
Yeah.
I think.
You think?
I think. I know.
At least I tell the truth.
Yeah, you do.
Absolutely.
Except
there's
for those couple
other,
I forget that.
No. Yeah, Stormy, I just sent you that picture that they were talking about earlier.
Okay, did you send it in a private message or?
Send it to your email.
My email?
Yeah.
Now you're throwing me off. You gotta remember, I'm a high-tech redneck. I've got like 4 million different things on here.
Yeah, well, it's you won't get it on your phone. You'll have to get it off the computer.
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting right here by the computer. So.
Okay. It said it got sent, so check it out. We'll go back to that later.
Okie dokie.
So, okay, Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, who are you going to vote for?
Ron Paul's too old. He'll be dead.
I know, I told him that. Who am I going to vote for? Well, if he could resurrect Hitler, probably him.
Yeah, man.
Oh. No, he's...
Now you're talking stupid.
Listen, Grandpa. You know how I feel about that shit. I'm just kidding. How about Stalin? Might be a decent president. No, I don't know. I don't vote. I don't know who I'm going to vote for.
Why don't you vote?
Because there's nobody to choose from, man.
Oh, okay. Who'd you vote for last time?
Bill Clinton.
Oh, man.
And I would vote for Hillary.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Well, that, you know what?
I didn't inhale. Don't forget that one.
Yeah, I didn't inhale, yeah.
It wasn't Bill's fault. Hillary wasn't doing her job.
What the hell was that? Everybody on there is messing up tonight, man.
Guess it is one of those.
What are you kids up to, anyway?
What are we what?
What are you up to, you two?
Sitting here talking to you.
Yeah, right.
We are?
You passing the crosshair up around?
No, that's over there.
Go Robitussin.
Taking shots.
Hey. Special guest on the line. Big Dog.
Yeah, Big Dog. What's the name of this radio station?
Bikers of America.
Called Whoppers of America.
Called what?
Fucking Whoppers. Hang on a second. Hey, we got a caller from 650. You're live?
Yeah, I'm just listening in the WAP discussion here.
Who's a WAP? I'm a Russian, not a WAP. Gino's a WAP.
All right, we don't need to get like that. Everybody here, everybody can say whatever they want, how they want to say it. But there's no boundaries here. So if somebody says something you don't like it, just deal with it. This is the last bastion of freedom. If you want to tell somebody to get fucked, you can tell them to get fucked. If you want to tell them to go to hell, you can tell them to go to hell.
But nice.
We'll go from there.
I can't. My mama will hurt me.
Yeah,
So what else is going on? What's going on over there? What else you got going, Pete? Doing burnout.
Hold on, I just had to take some cough syrup. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Send us some of that. Must be good.
Yeah.
All right, well,
that's why, just
to give everybody a moment to calm down. Give me another song, Stormy.
Oh, man, now you put me on the spot.
God bless America.
Do, 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 do. Biker Chick.
Okay.
How about Biker Chick?
Here we go.
Okie dokie. I'd actually really want to do a video to that, but, you know, getting the whole sponsorship thing and...
Yeah.
But, you know, the music industry is just rough right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everything is. I mean, got to have money to make money, and sponsorship's low, and... But, yeah, that was one that was really fun to record.
Your talent mm-hmm. never ceases to amaze me, I'll give you that, especially if
your
age.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. But, hey, Phil, did you get the video?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Oh, no, I says, hey, told you we're rednecks. Don't share that one. I thought you'd get a kick out of that one, though. I just
yeah.
got it. I didn't.
No,
I
sent it on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
The link of it.
Yeah.
It
okay. I just popped it. Let me see.
New Year's Eve.
That's from New Year's Eve.
Okay. Oh, man. The clubhouse,
but,
huh?
Yep. Yep. That's it. That's it. Part of the main festivities.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you want to keep that one on the side for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, but I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Oh, I did. I think it's funny.
But...
Mm.
Oh, no. I saw in the chat room that somebody said that they might call in later.
Yeah, I know.
She's just who was
waving.
That?
I don't know. She's just waving. Let me see here. I think we can hook that up. Let me... Hold on. Let me go back to this one. 650, are you got anything you want to chime in with?
I'm telling you, man, you need that gong.
Yeah.
Not bong, gong.
Right. Well, let me try this here real quick. Let me see.
She said she is working.
Oh, she said she's working right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we all feel left out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see.
But when are you going to come out this way?
Summertime. I'm going to Chicago. So I'm going to go down and across and then up.
Well, whenever you come by here, you let us know.
Yeah. Phil and I are planning a little trip here, but we don't know yet if it's going to materialize with what's going on.
Yeah, I understand.
What we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to dial up that number. I'm sure she's going to answer the phone. And when she does, I want you to ask her what she does.
Who? Charlie?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's see. Nope, didn't. For some reason, it didn't do it. Let me see. Hang on, we'll try it one more time.
But...
Yeah.
No, the whole music thing's been really slow lately, honestly, with all the labels and producing and everything. I need a new project really bad, but that's
Have you been in touch with Charlie?
Yeah, we talk to him every now and then, but...
Not Sly.
Mm-hmm.
Not Sly. Hey.
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 I said not Sly.
Huh.
I just
What's
ran back to the desk
there?
And then I saw your numbers lighting up the screen here.
Yeah.
So,
some of us have to work. Some of us are working.
I'm working right now.
Oh, okay.
So what do you do? What do you do?
I own a restaurant. I own Ape Hanger's Grill in Oceanside, 1706 South Coast Highway. Come on down. Get the best damn barbecue you ever had in town. There you go. There's my pitch.
That was pretty good.
We got the best racks in town. Come and see them. Or, I mean, eat them.
Yeah, she's not kidding there.
Sweet. Well, and where are you at again?
We're in Oceanside, South Coast Highway.
Well, I will remember that. I've been wanting to come out to California sometime, maybe do some shows. I'd love to.
Well, you know,
check that out.
Yeah, we were talking to Charlie about having a few parking lot concerts there, so.
Yeah.
So, I have to get off this line because it's our only phone line, and we have customer orders call in, so, and we don't have call waiting because I'm cheap. So, mwah, mwah, and mwah to all y'all.
You got your plug.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate you, Philip.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, and I will see you Saturday.
Yes, you will.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Bill and I went down to the restaurant. We were talking, and I found out beforehand that they don't serve Pepsi. They only serve Coke. So about a week went by, and I got an email with a picture of the fridge with Pepsi in it now.
Just for you?
Just for me and Bill, yeah. So when we walk in, it's just like a bartender remembering your drink.
Oh, man, but parking lot concert, that would be pretty cool. That would be fun to set up.
Thinking, you know.
Charlie.
I'm thinking that we're gonna see if we can get some stuff going for these guys because the food's great. And they had some issues with the city. But I think we got around that. Yesterday I introduced them to a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
oh man, hey Angel in.
Yeah, I'm gonna Angel, why don't you call in and let everybody know what you're talking about because that really frosts my balls.
Yeah, that's not cool.
No.
All.
Yeah, and when you call in, I'll tell you you can get a hold of your Patriot Riders. And I have a list for that, but I don't have time to look for it right now. But I will find it, and I'll send you an email. But, yeah, I would like you to call in if you would.
Angel!
Okay, hang on. 408, you're live.
408?
Yes.
Philip, my brother, Fred Brown.
How you doing, Fred? What's happening?
Good. Nothing. Happy New Year to you.
Hey.
You too, brother. Hey Fred, we have Stormy Montana on the line. And,
how you doing,
they
Fred?
Send you they send you a box of CDs for
Yes, they did, and we got them.
Right, but I understand they got sent back.
Well, there some of the stuff actually got sent back. There's a lot of confusion about what ended up happening because it was all last minute. We can thank the Gilroy PD for that, of course.
I saw that, and them fuckers, they had nothing to do?
Nothing else to do except for cruise the internet and go in and actually buy themselves a ticket and then go down and threaten the bar owner.
Well,
you
man,
know,
I'm sorry about the confusion about that. And
no.
Still, if there's
you know,
anything I can do, you know I am more than willing to help.
Oh, sweetheart, I talked to you before, and I appreciated everything you did and everything everybody did, and that's really what I wanted to call about was the exposure we got, the response we got, the help we got was phenomenal, of course, and, you know, and I really didn't expect any less. You know, we're a big family. We take care of each other. There was a lot of confusion about some of the stuff that we kept and some we sent back because what happened was there was a lot of money donated, and, you know, we certainly can't get into that very far, but the kids had a great, great Christmas. A bunch of the stuff we kept, and it's going to go on a silent auction, and everybody that's contributed, we've kept a running list, and everybody's been involved will be invited to the silent auction. Some of the stuff we felt like we probably shouldn't auction off. Now, the CDs, I'm going to have to talk to one of the other parties involved in that, but I know there were some things that she had questions about, and she really didn't want to infringe on anybody's territory by doing that, but if that was probably the case, and I'll have to verify, but I know some stuff did go back, but everybody stepped up to the plate and did so well, and, you know, a tragic circumstance that turned into a bright spot, you know, at the end of the year to start the new year, and I just want to thank everyone so much, including Phil and you guys on the air and Montana and everybody.
When I put that up, the first day was over 5,000 hits on that story.
Oh, and I got bombed. You know, I literally got bombed, which, you know, to say bombed, I can't say overrun, because it was a pleasure to do it. It was one of those things where you're running around, you know, like a three-armed you-know-what, but it was great. I mean, what more could you ask for? And, you know, and I really have to say, it's really what I expected, because I know how this community sticks together, how we take care of each other. And, you know, with your help, we did great. And, you know, the kids had a very, very happy Christmas. I mean, we couldn't replace the obvious missing component.
Well, that's good. That's what counts, man.
Yeah, that was the important part. You know, we couldn't replace the missing component, but we could make it a little brighter for them. And you know, everybody did that. It was so nice. But there will be a silent auction. We will let everybody know, and we're going to run some stuff up on there. And there's a fund.
Send me the links to that if you want. I'll post them on the blog, because today we got 41,000 hits today.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, as soon as we get it up and running, you know, everything was a little confusing at the end of the year and when the kids were going to be around and when they were, you know, we had some security issues and some precautions that needed to be taken and,
yeah, right.
You know, to make sure everything was okay and it all worked out perfect. So, you know, now that we're back and up and back on our feet and things have settled down a little bit and everybody's kind of, you know, we're kind of feeling like back in a good groove and happy again. And, you know, it was a little bit of a dark time, and it was kind of a dark year for a lot of us. But
that's actually one of my friends that is sorely missed.
You know, I love the guy. I mean, not only was he a friend and a brother, he was a brother Marine, and I talked to him every day. You know, it was just one of those things that, you know, we texted each other or talked one way or the other. And, you know, I spent time down at his office and, when, you know, during the summer, you know, if you lived up here, you'd know that, you know, or if you come through, which I'm sure you did, was that during the summer a lot of times, Junior would go to Costco and probably buy $600 or $700 with a bottle of water and Coke and Pepsi. And he did buy Pepsi, Philip, because that's the only thing I drink, too. Yeah, it's a Marine thing. I know. You can't do that red and silver can. It's got a funny tinge to it. Junior would sit out front with a cooler and sell soft drinks and water for a dollar during the heat of the summer. And, you know, I'd kid him all the time. I said, you're making him work his way through school. And I would go down there, you know, whatever I was doing during the summer when he was out there, and I would go buy $20 worth of stuff from him at a pop every time just to do it. So, you know, you get close to these guys, and, you know, I grew up around here, and I grew up with them, and, you know, people have a lot of misconceptions about stuff they read in the press and what they think, but when you get to know somebody, you know their heart, and this guy had a heart bigger than the world. He would.
Yeah, when I met him, we had the connection because we started talking about the Marine Corps and stuff, and he knew what I did, and I knew what he did, and a few other things. And then the last time I saw him, where I really spent most of the day with him, was when he was teaching KO how to box.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, perfect. And, you know, I know KO, and, you know, I mean, I can see that perfectly. You know, I was kidding Rusty the other day. He posted those new pictures that you ran to. I told him, dude, you need to hit the weight bench some more. Come on. But Steve was, you know, he was teaching my son to box. It was just one of those things. Anybody that, you know, my son wanted to learn, and I boxed a little when I was younger, but, you know, five spinal surgeries later, can't do it. And Steve automatically, you know, you come in with a pair of shorts and a pair of wrestling shoes, and I'll order the hand wraps for you, take care of that. And, you know, and away we went. And that's the way he was, especially when it came to your kids and youngsters, you know. Just a phenomenal guy, a stand-up guy. I mean, yeah, I know the stuff that happened, but you know what? I got skeletons and luggage in my closet. It's bigger, better than anybody's, but it doesn't make me a bad guy. and it didn't.
No, we
either.
All do.
No, we all.
Yeah, we all do.
Anybody that tells me they walk on water, I want to be their manager, okay? Because
exactly.
I need money. Yeah, and you know, yeah, maybe he didn't walk on water, but God, he was a loving guy with a huge heart, and
yep.
You know, it was the right thing to do for him and his family, and everybody felt the same way. You know, I got
yeah.
no negative, nothing negative back on this at all, which
no.
was, you know, the way we wanted it. And when there was a cancellation at the end, you know what it did? No one asked for their money back. What happened was there was another outpouring of contributions. You know,
uh-huh.
people just, okay, well, if that's the way it's going to be, then I'm going to send more. You know?
Yeah, when I put that up and then I got that email about the Gilroy guys, I put that up with a little comment. And I put all the get a hold of you info in there, and
yeah.
I think that had a big part to do with it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I got another caller from the Carolinas, and listen to this story, Fred. This is gonna frost you on this one.
Okay.
Hi Phil, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Angel. How are you?
Oh,
I'm
more than pissed here.
Hey, Angel.
Hang on 1 second. We have Fred on the line from Northern California. We've got Stormy Montana from Dresden, Tennessee. We've got Pete in
Hi,
Boston.
Stormy.
Hey,
fellow
Southerner.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
So go ahead and tell Angel. Go ahead and tell everybody what's pissed you off today.
Well, I was watching the news tonight, Phil, and apparently the Westboro Baptist Church decided to come into my hometown, and we have PFC Justin Whitmire that's coming home as a hero, and just came in from Afghanistan. Yes, came in from Afghanistan, and he's going to be having his funeral on Saturday at 12 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Simpsonville, and that's not even about 15 minutes away from my house on Head Street in Simpsonville, and these people are going to be carrying their signs saying that God hates American, and thank God for dead soldiers, and I've already called my mom and gave her my credit card number to bail me out of jail. So it's I'll be out there with my American flag flying. My dad served this country for 25 years in the Navy, and I don't have any more pride than I do for the red, white, and blue. So it's definitely got under my skin, and I've got quite a few people. I'm glad that you guys threw in the plug for the Patriot Riders. I'm actually going to be riding up there with them. I've got some friends that are a couple other club members, like a Christian motorcycle place or whatever, and they're going to be riding up together too. So hopefully they'll learn not to come into this area.
You know, to me, they're terrorists, and it's God's job to judge a terrorist, but it's our mission to arrange the meeting, the United States
Absolutely.
Marines.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, Phil, I agree with that completely. And Angel, I sympathize just terribly, deeply with this one. It's, you know, you talk about there should be a law. This is where the government had a chance to shine and do something right and take
care
of
this issue. Yeah, they called it freedom of speech.
They called it freedom of speech. Now, what happened to our freedom of speech? It can be trampled. And
they need to realize is those soldiers that they're protesting at their funerals fought and died for their freedom of speech.
Right, so they could stand there and desecrate what they've done. You know, as a vet, I take it personally. As a United States citizen, I take it even more personally. You know, I defended my country, too, and I think I defend it each and every day that I can, even to this point.
And thank you for that, man.
Well,
yes, thank you very much.
Well,
and
you know, don't thank me because I did it. I volunteered, and I did it because I felt that that was right. Not that I don't appreciate the thanks, but, you know, it was something I thought was the appropriate thing to do. And I've always been proud of it, and I always will be. You know, and believe me, thank you for the praise, but it was something that I needed to do, and I've never regretted it. But I feel terrible about this. And, you know, I just saw this on the net earlier, and, you know, I was reading it. It was like, it turned my stomach, you know.
Yeah, well, here they even showed the mom of PFC, Justin Whitmire, on the TV, and she is a very proud, sad mother. And there is absolutely no reason why people should be disgracing her son. I'm furious. There's no other words for it.
Yeah, and I'll agree with that. And the only thing that I can say that if they really wanted to protest, if they felt that that was the appropriate thing to do, and that they were that that upset and that disgraced by, you know, a soldier coming home deceased for defending his country, that maybe they should do it silently and stay home. Don't support
right.
it, and that would be their way to protest it. But, you know, if you don't, if they can't get in front of a TV camera, then they don't want to do it. So, you know, it's this disgusts me. I'm still sick to my stomach thinking about this and all of this that's gone on in the last couple of years with this.
Well, you know, when Congress gave him the fucking, backed him up on the First Amendment to do that shit, I thought that was the stupidest fucking thing they ever done. But they've done a lot of stupid shit in the last few years, so, you know, what can I say?
Yeah, it's right up there with a lot of other stuff. You know, we're in California, you know, we're going to, you know, this has turned into a commie state, but it's a commie government that runs it. You know, it all goes back to the same
exactly.
thing. I love my country, but I hate my government, and I'll say it to anybody that wants to or doesn't want to hear it. I don't care where they're from. This is my country, and those are my brothers that are coming home. You know,
that's exactly
right. Brothers and sisters. No matter how you look at it, it shakes out of the tree the same way, and it's just a desecration of honor and duty. In a, you know, I'm almost, you know, I wish I could say I'm speechless, but nothing makes me speechless. So, but you're doing what you need to do. You know, the fact that you're going to show up and you're prepared
right.
to suffer the consequences for what you're doing—that's what it's about. Because you also. Your father earned that right for you, and this guy earned
yep.
that right for you. This PFC put his life on the line for you to do that also. And unfortunately, what will happen is, you know, this all goes back to, you know, all of the protests that we've seen through the years starting 40 years ago is that when it comes time to knock heads, it's the people that are the right ones that usually get their heads knocked first.
Right.
You know, these other people will go on their merry way, and it'll be people like you that pay the price. But, you know, without people like you that are ready to pay the price, what do we have? You know,
right. Well, I look at it as, you know what, this young PFC paid the ultimate price. So what is a couple nights in jail that's going to...
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, that's nothing in comparison to the weeping that his mother is going to do
right.
on top of being disgraced. You know, and to be in my own hometown, that just makes it like 10 times more,
yeah.
you know, frustrating.
Well, you know, Charlie chimed in, Angel, that she's more pissed now because she's from Greenville.
Right.
She said, All my people are there. I'm going to post this and let them know. And then she
you know,
said,
actually, I think that's right around where my cousin is.
She just put
I
out a plea
get her
to get
come
this.
Down.
Yeah. See, the unfortunate part about this is that we're all upset about it, and it's, you know, highly irritating. Everybody, you know, you get pissed about it, and then when you think about it, it's your hometown, and you wonder, am I going to see my friends and neighbors there, and which side of the street are they going to be on? You know, and where do I draw the line then? I mean, I know where
right.
I draw the line, but you got to think about it. I got to live with these
right.
people. And, you know, maybe they're not who I thought they were. And that's an unfortunate place to have to be put into, you know, to where you have to start wondering about that. You know, this is not how the country was set up to run and how the Constitution was written. You know, it just wasn't meant this way. Our founding fathers certainly gave us a framework of how things should go and the Constitution was meant to be, but it was never meant to be like this. You know,
right.
they're turning in their graves, you know, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, avoid, I don't know about there, but, you know, I hate to be, eject any humor in here because there's not a lot of it, but, you know, traditionally, usually in jail, Friday night's your cabbage roll, so see if you can avoid Friday night, at least.
Well, it's Saturday afternoon, so I'm looking at a two-day tour, but...
Okay, there you
yeah.
go. Yeah.
My
well,
mom will still love me at the end of the day, and my daddy's still wide and proud, so...
That's what's important, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's what's important. You know what's important? That you do what you think is right and what makes you happy first.
Right.
Okay. Because if you don't make yourself proud and you don't make yourself happy, you can't make anybody else proud and anybody else happy. Okay.
No.
That's the bottom line in life, period.
Right.
You know, it all starts with you and what's in your heart and what's in your mind, and then it works from there. So, you know, you've got a lot of people on your side. Just remember that. You know,
yeah.
And a lot of us can't be there, but we're there with you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Hey. Not a problem, and good luck to you. I hope it goes well and doesn't turn into a disaster. You know, I hate to think that for the family and for anybody involved. You know, we are. I think we're all going to hope for the best, but This can be a turning point too, that they've let this happen. It's going to happen again. It could just keep growing again. What's going to happen is it's going to turn violent eventually. And I'm not saying that I'm, advocating violence. I'm saying that it will happen. And
there's
some
people that need the living crap knocked out of them.
Well, yeah, they do. And some of them need to have some of them need to be kicked once in a while. And I'm not afraid to kick,
Right, exactly.
I have big shoulders, but also have big boots, okay?
I have very big boots, yep.
Yeah, there you
go. I don't know about the big shoulders, but I got big boots.
You've got big boots, babe. I can tell by listening to you, okay? I don't have any doubts. So.
650, you're live.
Hey, thanks a lot. This is Bobby, and I'm here in California. And I just want to take an opportunity here just for 2 minutes or a few minutes remaining left in the broadcast here to cover.
Go on as long as we want. You got the mic.
Okay. So basically, I just want to announce and share a fairly significant event this coming Monday at the state capitol. Abate and MMA are getting together, and they're having a major motorcycle rights rally on the south steps. And I'm just going to... In order to do Abate justice with their flyers, I'm just going to read it. So, Abate of California invites all motorcyclists interested in preserving your rights to join us on Monday, January 9th, 2012, on the south steps of the state capitol at 10:30 for a group picture and to meet and hear motorcycle-friendly legislators and invited speakers. So, when you come out to park, there are going to be a series of free sponsored motorcycle parking on the north side of N Street, and that'll be between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. They did as they solicited contributions to rent or basically take those meters for the whole day at $25 a meter, and usually they get enough of them to be able to support several hundred bikes, if not more, out on that north side. So that's where you can park. They just ask that if you come up there, particularly on your motorcycles, not to wrap your pipes when arriving or leaving the Capitol for obvious reasons. And if you had, go ahead.
If you take my advice, if you're wearing a jacket, throw it over your license plate so when they crawl through the bushes or walk down the street trying to get your plate numbers, you can fuck with them that way.
Yeah.
You've been seeing the Washington State videos, right? That's pretty interesting. Yeah, no, well, they don't need to. We're going to be walking around through the bushes ourselves, so they only need to stand in one place and we'll walk by them.
Well,
there's enough of us, but they don't have enough pencils to record all of us.
Well, the unfortunate part about the modern age is they have LPR cars that they drive up and down while you're leaving, and they record everything that you, whether you know it or not. Welcome to technology.
Well, I mean, that process of capturing information and connecting them, to your personal life has been in process for years, right? So fusion centers have been around, and even even if you go to events or everything else over the course of years, in fact, they you're already in there. So,
Well, I know I'm
new
in there.
Yeah,
now, when is this going to be on the state capitol again? Because I've got a lot of brothers in the Sacramento
this
area.
This is Monday. It's this Monday.
Okay,
so let me just explain the reason why this is significant, right? Because normally, I mean, it varies year after year. We had our rally up there in May last year. But, as you know, the legislative process here in California is that most of the bills are introduced to committees, and the agenda for the session year is pretty much solidified towards the end of January and into February. So, it's really important to make a showing. There are two bills that Abate is sponsoring, and they are actually carryovers from last year. Assembly Bill 695, which is the helmet mod bill authored by Assemblyman Chris Norby. That's one where it basically gives the rider the choice to wear a helmet or not, but all passengers still need helmets. And then Assembly Bill 1047, the motorcycle-only checkpoints bill authored by Assemblyman Kevin Jeffries. Now, both are tentatively scheduled to be heard in the Assembly Transportation Committee that day. So, part of the activities will be not just assembling on the south side of the building and, having our talks and discussions and meeting with legislators inside and outside the building, but we're expected to go into the Transportation Assembly Committee and really pack that room, because we really, really want to solidify support for those bills. And then that's for abate. Now, on the MMA of California side of the House, we're looking to find sponsorship so that individual can carry it into committee this year as well. Our UNRUH Civil Rights Act Amendment Bill, which basically gives back or tries to give back, you know, basic human rights afforded to all classes of people here in the state of California, which is basically what, you know, the Constitution does anyway, if you know what I mean. But anyway,
And the UNRUH Act spells out clearly.
Well, it does. But, you know, as I understand it, you know, over the many, many years of, you know, those crackpot type of lawsuits, frivolous lawsuits and such, it's really sort of tainted the whole thing. And then motorcyclists still find themselves at the end of a stick, where if you go around and you look at in various areas, well, can't talk about necessarily casinos on Indian property, but if you go to certain places like Old Roseville, Long Beach, where they still post signs, you know, prohibiting motorcycle vests and colors and things like that, you know, it's still an issue. Right.
Yeah,
well,
it's been trampled on over the years so heavily that it's not funny. The cause and intent of the UNRUH Act was written fairly, very well.
It's very
like
clear.
Everything else, it's been trampled to pieces, and we got trampled the hardest to start with. You know, I've been saying this for years. So.
Yeah, I can tell you a quick story from this summer. Rusty and T-Rod were picked as the Grand Marshals for the Boys and Girls Club in Irvine. And we were going to the Blues Festival afterwards. So they didn't really have any kind of good food there, but at the next bikers thing down the road in Sand Canyon there, we went in there to go get something to eat. And they surrounded the table and told Rusty and a couple other people they had to take their colors off. And Rusty mentioned the UNRUH Act and said, "You guys really want to go there?" So they let everybody eat. But they stood right around the table. As soon as they were done eating, they had to leave because they wouldn't take their colors off.
Yeah.
And then at the start of that ride, Rusty pulled up to the front, and the Irvine cops walked over and told him he'd have to take off his vest. And we exited, and people wanted to know where the Grand Marshals were. So they were told to talk to the police.
Nice. Makes you want to spend money in Irvine, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. We got. Let me bring this caller in from London.
London.
London. Hello, Kerry.
Scotland. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Hello?
I'm sorry, Scotland. I'm sorry.
Yeah, get it right, Philip.
I know.
Happy New Year.
What do you think about what you heard?
I didn't hear anything.
I've just got on there just now. We've got some guys that are protesting a soldier that's coming back to be buried in his hometown as a hero. We have the Westboro Baptist Church going to protest.
About what?
Because this guy's coming home and being buried in his hometown as a hero.
And the church is going to protest about that.
That's correct.
For absolutely no good reason.
That is ridiculous. Well, I'm sorry to say, but I hope they all get shot. Sorry, I shouldn't say that, but...
Go ahead.
In Scotland, they would get a Glasgow kiss for that. And I don't mean on the lips.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but hey, I agree with you. They all need to be shot for that.
Well, you could only hope at the least that they're struck down by lightning, right?
Because
that would be so ironic.
I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, we all agree.
Yeah.
And a Glasgow kiss over here means a headbutt. And that's what they would get.
Mm-hmm. We gotta hold on a second. We gotta no, yeah, we got Fran. Are you there, Fran?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm here. Good
okay,
evening,
Fran.
Everybody.
What do you think? Give me your comment on this.
Yeah, I just think that well, I think they have the right in Glasgow. How's that? And
Fred,
you know,
Fred, I meant Fran, not Fred.
Oh.
Fran's car from San Diego.
Fred and Fran, that's close. Well, there's a couple things, and hopefully there's going to be a real strong showing of the PGR. And when they do find out that there's going to be a large number of people that are going to be there in protest, the PGR has a tendency to rally even more so. Every time that we've had a heads up here in San Diego that these people are going to show up, when they find out that the PGR is going to be there to greet them, they generally, for some reason, don't present themselves. There's been a few individuals where, on their behalf, they were lucky that they didn't show up, because a few of the friends that I knew that were there would have definitely taken care of them one way or another. Go ahead, hon, you're going to say something.
Can I just say, why are they protesting? They're protecting their country and their people. So why are these so-called residents of the U.S. protesting about it?
Okay. The PGR was developed because of this religious group. And their belief is, because of homosexuals and this and that, that they have the right to do whatever they wish. Now, when you were saying earlier about rights and freedom of rights, what the courts should have done is upheld a distance. So, you know what, if you want to protest, they can't take away your right to protest. However,
sure,
they could have put in a law stating that you cannot do it within a military line. I have no idea who's calling you on the other phone. Sorry about that, folks. Because when you were saying about, go away, phone. When you were saying, I'm so sorry. When you're saying about the court should have not permitted them to have the freedom of protest, that would have been wrong. And really think about what it is that you just said. That would have been wrong.
Well, 99% of the population would disagree with that. I think it's only the 1% of...
No, you can't do it for one.
I think the 1% of freaks that live in my country, in your country, would agree with them, to be honest.
Let me do something real quick here. This guy's a Marine. He stands up at a tea party, and I feel this is appropriate because a lot of people don't know the second verse to the Spangled Banner. And let me play this for you guys.
The United States Congress voted to add one nation under God with liberty and justice for all, because we are a God-fearing Christian nation. We are not going to let them take it out, Alex. We're not going to let them take it out. Very, very smart. And she's a young person. See, we got young people who get it.
Well, okay then.
Yeah. Guys, they're fucking with me from the other side. You know, they like to do this. If I'm on, they like to do this bullshit. There we go. This should be it right here. Yep.
All right, the nice gentleman. Good. One question was raised, how do we teach our young people? And I'm a former Marine, and I became aware that there are two verses, and we need to hear the second verse, which says, oh, the speed ever when free men shall stand between the bones and the war's desolation, blessed with victory and peace. May the heaven rest you, land. Praise the power that has made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer us when our cause is just, and this be our motto. In God is our trust, and the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave over the land of the free and the realm of the
this guy started singing, everybody was sitting on their ass. 5,000 people stood up and clapped and put their hands over their hearts.
Well, I got to tell you, it's 5,001 because I just did too.
Exactly. And the thing that pisses me off is if you guys have ever seen that picture of Obama, I know you're supposed to put your right hand over your heart, not your left.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But that whole Westboro Baptist Church thing, we actually had a member of our armed forces come back to Nashville, and that's where his funeral was held, and the Westboro Baptist Church was planning on showing up there, and Patriot Guard really turned out and really did a kick-ass job. I mean, Westboro Baptist Church wouldn't even show up.
No, and they did the same thing in Arizona. Now, 65 brothers showed up wearing their colors, and they stood two blocks away because they were afraid.
Yeah, that's
well,
right.
I mean, they didn't even show up two blocks away. I mean, the whole music community was down there. Anybody that had a motorcycle, anybody with the Patriot Guard, I mean, it was an insane turnout. And, I mean, they just wouldn't even show up. So.
I wish that I had the piece that was on YouTube, but the whole group of Patriot Guards had gone to their hometown and actually started seeking out these individuals. And what was interesting is this whole block were actually from that church. And not one of them would come out. So it was kind of nice going on to their turf and letting them know that this is not acceptable behavior.
Well, that's because they're cowards, and they're permeated by this protest. Yeah, they're cowards. You know, this has become painfully obvious.
They'll only stand up like that when they think a camera's around.
Right, exactly. Or no one's gonna, you know, they want enough counter protest to get them on the news and to cause a little problem, but not to get them in trouble. And, you know, yeah, I agree in the right to protest. You know, this country was, some of the building blocks of this country were obviously freedom of speech. And I think everybody's entitled to it to a point.
Yeah, but there is something called respect.
There's respect, and that's what's lacking here. And the other part is that, you know, if you're going to protest, then you have to understand that I'm going to counter-protest. And I'm entitled like you are. So, you know,
exactly.
Sometimes it's who's the loudest gets the most attention. And if that's the way we have to do it, then that's the way we have to do it. You know, nobody advocates civil unrest, but, raising your voice and making yourself heard is not civil unrest. That's your constitutional rights. No.
Also, something else to know about this particular church group, I believe that the highest edge of the members of that church are all lawyers as well. Well, I'm not quoting lawyers. I mean, don't get me, you know, wrong on that. But they are a large number of lawyers.
No.
Well, that's just a picture.
Well, I have some very close friends that are lawyers. One in particular that Phil knows. But I will say that, you know, the old saying about the lawyers is first we kill them all. So. But yeah, unfortunately. Well, I got to say, Phil, I got to thank you for letting me call in and give me some airtime. I really have to run. I've got.
Yeah, and you're welcome.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, and I enjoy talking to you and listening to you all the time. And I appreciate what you do. I'm proud of what you do.
Hey, Fred. Whenever you get that all set up, please let me know, and I will put it up on my website, and I'll air it out on my Facebook, and I'll push that absolutely as much as I can. Please,
yes, sweetheart.
Know.
Oh, you will. You will know, dear, as soon as I know, and everyone else will. But yeah, you know, don't. I haven't forgotten what you've done and what everybody else has done. Believe me, my heart has been. My heart went from dark to bright. You know, quickly over this, and it was all of you that made it happen. So, you know, you made a lot of people happy. You know, you made me happy. But I'm insignificant in this compared to how the kids and stuff came out. So, we all did what was right, and you know what we needed to do. And like I said before, it's nothing that I didn't expect and didn't know what was going to happen. So,
yeah,
I appreciate everybody and everything they did. And
well,
I love
sure Steve's wife that us people down here in Tennessee and Kentucky, we're thinking about them.
Oh, I will.
Well,
you know,
John Wayne made a real nice comment in a movie. And I say this, I send this out to the Westboro Baptist Church. So this is John Wayne telling them how he feels.
I mean to kill you in 1 minute, Ned. Or see you hanged in Fort Smith at Judge Parker's convenience. Which would be. I call that bold talk, like fat man. And
no,
who's the bitch?
Yep. Fill your hand, you son of a bitch. I like that. I love that. Well, Phil, have a great evening. Everybody, Angel, everybody else here, you know, keep doing what you're doing, and I love you all, and Semper Fi, Phil, and you're my brother forever, and we'll go from there, and I'll keep you informed of what's going on and everybody else.
Okay, man. Appreciate it.
All right, brother.
It was great talking to you.
Yeah, it was great talking
night.
To you. Yep. Good night.
So what else? So Fran, you got something going on at the end of this month. You want to give anybody a heads up about that?
Well, as you know, we're going to be burying John.
Uh-huh.
I took over John's email account, and I also took over his Facebook account because his Facebook account is basically people that are abate and state dealing with our rights in motorcycling. And at this point, as difficult as it's going to be, I'm going to have to try and pick up what he used to do for all of us.
Right.
And so that's going to be a little bit tough. But on the 27th, he is going to be taken at Fort Rosecrans. He will be put into the wall that day. there's going to be a large number of people that are going to show up for that particular day. The celebration of life is actually going to be the 28th, which will be starting at Mount Soledad, going from Mount Soledad to the American Legions. The PGR is involved in both days. The Booze Fighters and several other motorcycle groups, including Abate, are going to be assisting on the celebration of life. And hopefully it's going to be a festive, enjoyable, and as far as I'm concerned, more of a party atmosphere, because this he had done a lot for us. He lived a good life. And at that point, it should be a true celebration, not doom and gloom.
Right.
So I'm guessing that that's what you were referring to.
Yes, I was.
Okay. On a funnier note,
sure.
I believe you knew that I took John on the Dead Bird Run.
Yes.
Which comes out of Sweetwater.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, John and I didn't make the whole run. I guess he didn't like the jokes about being in the bitch seat. Well, that happens, I guess. And so I got halfway through where it was a gas up point, and at a traffic light, my bike died.
Okay.
I managed to start it up, bring up the RPMs. I topped off, and at that point, it was a question of, do I finish the run with him or beat feet for home?
Mm-hmm.
So the better sense was beat feet for home. And the higher RPM getting home, I didn't have a bit of problems getting home. I just need to go pick up a new battery and replace it, that's all.
Good. Good, and I'm glad it was nothing really serious.
Yeah, but you know what? At that point, I was ready to, you know, just go to the side of the road and just, you know, pull off everything needed and just had the battery running, you know, the basic. I mean, that's just what you do.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that some people have forgotten how to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, troubleshoot it. All else fails, pull a few fuses that you don't need to run.
Right.
So, yeah. I've fixed a few bikes here and there, and I've taken care of a few bikes of those on the road.
Mm-hmm.
They're always shocked. They're always shocked to see when it's a woman that's doing it. I don't know why.
Well, you know, because they don't think women are smart enough to do that.
I don't think it's the smart enough part so much as they just see women as, you know, pretty fingernails and just not that type of a biker, you know?
Uh-huh.
So
there's a whole stereotype with women.
Well, you know, it's interesting how we're viewed. I mean, a lot of men, and not all of them, but a lot of them, don't see women riders as capable individuals that we can do it ourselves. But then you have the women who also promote that. Can you help me push this back? And it's like, on the blackboard, like, bitch, why'd you buy the bike to start with? You're going to need help. But it's okay. I mean, everybody's entitled.
Well, Angel's still on the line. You want to chime in on that one?
Oh, I was just raised with a bunch of boys, and my dad said, if you can't pick it up, you can't ride it.
Well, join the club, honey.
Right. But yeah, hey, Mr. Phil?
Huh?
Listen, I'm going to have to get off here. I've got an early start in the morning.
Yeah,
but,
and I thank you for calling in, and you're welcome back anytime.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And, y'all, it was great talking to you.
You have a safe night, honey.
Thank you.
All right, good night.
Good night.
So what I'm going to do then, Fran, if you're not busy Tuesday, you can call in. Angel, if you're not busy Tuesday, you could call in also. But I'm going to take us out with Johnny Cash.
Right on.
And this one's called God's Gonna Cut You Down.
Cool.
And I thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll be back Tuesday, and talk to you guys Tuesday. So have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.